That was really good worship team. Praise the Lord. Let's encourage them. Praise the Lord. Okay. I wonder if anybody... Welcome everybody.
欢迎大家。
Does anybody remember what I preached last week? Sometimes I don't remember myself.
我其实自己都不记得有时候。
Well, last week we were talking about Jesus, our prophet.
上一周我们讲到的主耶稣是大先知。
Remember, we said that Jesus plays the role of the mediator.
我们讲到耶稣有一个角色叫做中保。
For an agreement between man and God.
是人和神之间的调协者。
What God wants from man, wants from the agreement, is to be able to reveal himself,And redeem mankind.
所以神想做的呢，就是他想把自己显现给人看，然后还能够救赎人类。
And then for man,
然后人呢？
We want to be able to come to God.
我们又想能够来到神的面前。
In worship,
能够来敬拜他。
And when we pray,
也可以一起祷告。
He hears us.
然后当我们祷告的时候，神听到我们。
Fundamentally, this is what we want.
这是我们想要的。
We want a God that hears us.
我们想要一个听祷告的神。
And we want to be able to worship Him.
我们想要能敬拜这位神。
Amen. So today,
今天呢?
We are talking about Christ, our High Priest.
今天我们的主题是基督是我们的大祭司。
So if Christ the prophet brings us revelation of God,
如果耶稣作为先知能够把神的启示给我们。
So Christ the prophet,It's the revelation of God.
那先知这个角色就是神的启示。
Christ the prophet brings us the presence of God.
那先知这位先知也能够带神的同在到当中。
Underline foundation was for the work of Christ in his priestly ministry is so that we.Can enter into the presence of God.
所以基督作为我们的大祭司是让帮助我们能够进入到神的同在当中。
Now, we need to know that the presence of God is precious.
所以我们知道神的同在是很宝贵的。
And for you and me, we were made to have that presence.
那我们其实被造就是想跟这样的同在在一起的。
Without the presence of God, we feel empty.
没有神的同在，我们是觉得空虚的。
We feel lost.
我们是迷失的。
We feel weak.
我们是软弱的。
We feel useless.
我们是觉得无用的。
Have you ever feel like that?
是不是有这样的感受过呢？
This is why King David was longing to be in the house of God.
这是为什么大卫王总是说我想要在神的殿中。
Because even though he was not from the priestly caste,
就算他自己也不是一个祭司的这个角色，
he still longed for the presence of God.
但他仍然希望像祭司那样可以到神的殿中。
So what is it up then? Christ, our King.
然后接着呢，我们也讲到基督是我们的王。
What does that represent then?
那王又代表什么呢？
What did Jesus try to achieve?
那耶稣想当王的这个角色要给我们什么呢？
What is the purpose of him being King?
那为什么他要做王这个角色呢？这么多角色。
How does it impact us?
这样的角色给我们又是什么样的影响呢？
Well, you have to come back next week.
那我们下一周就会讲到王的角色。
We'll tell you next week.
我们下一周要进王的。
Today, Christ, our High Priest.
今天的专注点就是基督是我们的大祭司。
Fundamentally brings us the presence of God.
这个祭司的最重要的角色就把我们带到神的同在里面。
First, we need to ask ourselves the question, what is a priest?
所以今天我们先问自己一个问题，到底什么是大祭司？
You see, a prophet is somebody who brings God's word to us.
先知的功用呢，就是把神的话带到我们中间。
It's from top, from heaven to earth.
是从天上到地上的这个角色。
He represents God.
他能够代表神。
A priest is the other way around.
然后大祭司呢，就是反向而行。
He represents us.
他代表人。
To God.
来从人把人带到神面前。
So in this mediation,
所以在我们这个中间的中保这个角色呢
，Jesus as a high priest, he stands at the side of man, being man.
所以耶稣是站在人的这边，然后跟人做人的大祭司的。
Last week he was standing from God's side speaking and revealing to man.
上一周我们所讲到的耶稣是先知，他是站在神的这边，以神的方式来代替神讲话。
Revealing to man who God is.
他是想让人看到神到底是谁。
And telling man that he wants to redeem them.
然后他告诉他站在神的那个立场，对人说神想救赎你们。
As a priest, he stands this side, the other side.
大祭司就是反方向的。
Amen. He represents man.
大祭司是站着人的立场来代表人的。
In order to meet God's need.
为了是能够满足到神的需求。
In order to touch God.
为的是要能够祝福到神的心。
In order to satisfy God's requirements.
为的是让神的心得满足，还有他所有的要求都得以满足。
So we are talking about a separation.
所以我们在讲有一个分离。
The reason for a mediator because God and man are separated.
我们为什么要讲耶稣是中保？因为神和人本来是分离开来的。
Separated by three forces.
有三个力量让神和人分开了。
Sin.
一个是叫罪。
Death.
一个是死亡。
And Satan.
还有一个是魔鬼。
All three are working to separate us from God.
因为这三个力量使人和神分开了。
When we sin against God,
当我们犯罪得罪神的时候，
we run away from God.
我们就会逃离神。
Amen? Because of our sinful nature.
因为我们的最深的情况就想逃离。
And death separate us from God.
死亡也会让我们跟神分离开。
When a man dies, he goes to hell.
当人死了以后，他就进地狱了。
Eternally separated from God.
永恒里面跟神是分开的。
Amen. So we need somebody to stop that.
所以我们就需要有一个人呢来阻止这样的情况。
We need somebody to get rid of the sin.
我们需要有人能够取代掉这个罪。
And then the devil, he works to separate us.From God.
然后魔鬼的角色呢，就是让我们跟神又分开。
He's working day and night to stop you and me from knowing God.
他每天最忙的工作呢，就是让你跟神没有什么关系。
He spent time to draw you away from God.
他想尽千方百计的去打扰你呢，让你的心思不在神的身上。
Sin, death, and Satan all work.To separate you and me from God.
所以罪、死亡、撒旦让我们跟神分开了。
And Jesus has to defeat the devil.
所以耶稣要去赢过撒旦。
And remember Christ the victor.
所以我们是不是有讲过耶稣是得胜者
On the cross,
在十字架上是得胜者。
He defeated sin, death, and Satan.
他让我们他是打败了罪，打败了死亡和打败了。
In order to reconcile us back to God.
然后为了让我们跟神能够和好。
I hope you understand that.
我希望这样子能够讲得清楚。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18 to 19.
所以哥林多后书五章十八到十九节。
Make that a little bit louder. No, this, the mic.Just, okay. So I don't have to talk so loud. See, I'm a quiet person. Don't believe that at all. So 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that is, in Christ God.Was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation.
十八到十九节，一切都是出于神，他借着基督使我们与他和好，又将劝人与他和好的使命赐给我们。这就是神在基督里使世人与自己和好，不将他们的过犯归到他们身上，并且将这和好的信息托付给了我们。
In effect, the separation between us and God means that we have no presence of God, no revelation of God, and no relationship with God.
所以什么叫做我们跟神分离呢？就是我们跟神就根本没有关系，也没有神的同在，也没有神的启示。
And that's why without Christ, We are separated from God.
所以如果没有基督的话，我们跟神的关系就是分开的。
Before I was a Christian, I had no knowledge of God.
在我还没有当基督徒之前，我对神是一无所知。
I had no understanding of His presence.
我当时也不明白什么叫做他的同在。
I had no relationship with God.
我也跟神就没有什么关系。
In other words, I was lost.
那个时候的我就是迷失的。
And my only destination when I die is forever lost.
然后我当时如果死亡的那个目的就是跟神永恒的分离。
And it's painful.
是很痛苦的一件事。
Fundamentally, what brings us pain in life?
所以这就是也是为什么带给我们人生的痛苦的原因之一。
Many times we think it's another person.
很多时候我们以为我们痛苦是因为别人。
Or the lack of something.
或因为我们缺乏了什么。
You know, the longer I become a Christian, the more I read the Bible, I am now certain what brings us pain.Pain.
我越来越跟神走了这么多年，我就越来越明白到底是什么带来的痛苦。
What is the essence of pain in the end?
最后我们讲到痛苦的实质是什么？
What is the foundation? What is the key? What's the underlying factor that allowed pain and trouble to destroy us?
到底最底层的本质是什么，让痛苦能这么打扰到我们？
I am now certain.
我现在更确定了。
It is a separation from Christ.
是与基督的分离。
What makes me miserable?
就是因为与基督的分离才让我们这么痛苦。
What makes me discontent?
才会让我们这么的不满足。
Amen? It doesn't matter how much money or how successful, how poor, how rich. I'm fundamentally unhappy.
不管你是有钱还是没有钱，其实都跟这些物质上的东西没有关系。我们就会发现我们本质上就是没有那个喜乐，不开心的。
Even though we know,You know, when we die, we take nothing with us. We don't take anything with us. We're still fundamentally thinking by much possession, much success. Life, right, will make me happy. One marriage after another.
所以在这种分离的过程当中，我们就想尽办法赚钱呐、啊，天天搞钱呐、啊，或者是说要换一个人结婚呐、啊，为了让婚姻更好一点，用各种外面的方法来解决问题。
Perhaps I need a new husband. Perhaps I need a new wife.
也许我要找一个新的丈夫或者新的妻子，好像我的痛苦才会消失似的。
And then sometimes you see Hollywood stars, they go from one nut to, and then after another 10 later, they're still just as miserable.
所以你看到这些明星们呢，他们一个一个的换他们的婚姻，其实一个婚姻接一个婚姻还是不幸福，还是痛苦的。
Because fundamentally, without God, we are unhappy.
因为没有神，就根本就不可能，这个痛苦就解决不了。
With Christ, you are content.
在基督里面才会真的找到这种满足。
And this separation needs to be closed.
所以这样的分离是需要被和好和解决的。
Here the scripture say, Christ has brought us back to God for himself.
所以这里面才说神把我们带回来了，使世人与自己和好了。
And then he say, so that he count our trespasses, he does not count them against us anymore.
所以我们的罪呢，再也不跟我们无关了，我们的过犯就归到了他们身上。
So Christ has destroyed sin.
所以基督已经解决了罪。
God is able to forgive us.
神可以跟我们和好了，可以宽恕我们了。
That's why when two parties come together, they have to say, I forgive you.
所以当两方来到一起和好的时候，他们要互相说，我原谅你了。
And the other side say, I accept you.
第二方也要说，我接受你的原谅。
Amen.Anybody done counseling before?
你们有没有做过这种辅导，心理辅导？
If the two parties do not agree, do not forgive, do not accept,
当两方 有两方争吵的时候，他们两个有很多不同的意见呢。
If you don't believe me, just watch the news.
你要是不相信，你就自己看新闻哦。
Watch how Trump is trying to reconcile with Iran.
你看看特朗普跟这个伊朗之间的关系，就知道他们是怎么和好的。
Amen. They're just as wide apart as ever.
他们其实本来是很分开的。
But Christ has brought us back to God. He forgave us of our sins.
神却在基督里面使世人与自己和好，然后不将他们的罪犯、过犯归到他们身上。
So what did Christ do as a priest?
所以基督作为大祭司的角色做了什么？
He reconciled us.
他们使我们跟神和好。
Through the forgiveness of sin.
是靠着我们解除了罪，在罪的原谅上面可以跟神和好。
Amen.And then in First Colossians chapter 1, verse 19 to 20, he says, For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross.
哥罗西书一章十九到二十节，因为神喜欢使一切的丰盛在他里面居住，借着他，神使万有与自己和好，无论是地上的、天上的，都借着他在十字架上所流的血，促成了和平。
He reconciled all things.
他让所有的事情都促成了和平。
Made peace with everything.
和所有的事情，天上的、地下的。
Everything that needs to be done.
只需要都要做的，都已经促成了和平。
Christ has done it.
基督都做到了
to reconcile us back to God.
是让我们能够跟神和好。
So Jesus' job has been 100% done.
所以主耶稣的工作已经做完了。
Not 99%.
没有说只做完了 99% 哦。
100%.
是百分之百的做完了。
That needs to be done so that there's nothing between us and God anymore.
所以跟我们跟神之间是没有任何需要再解决的东西了。
Therefore,
都做完了。
Death has to be destroyed.
所以死亡也需要被毁坏。
The devil has to be defeated.
撒旦也必须要打败。
And he did that according to this word by the blood of the cross.
耶稣就这样做到了，靠的是他的宝血。
Amen. So as a priest, he reconciled us to God through destroying death, so sin, death, and the devil.
所以作为大祭司，神让我们跟我让人和神和好，能够毁坏了罪，毁坏了世界和撒旦。
And that is the victory of Jesus.
这就是耶稣的得胜。
None of us can achieve that.
因为我们自己是得胜，不能这样得胜的。
But he has done so.
主耶稣却是这样做的。
And that is why you, when you pray, when the devil harasses you, that you need to remember that.
当撒旦在你的祷告中来烦你的时候，你就要他提醒他，你自己要记得这一点。
You have to tell the devil, I have been forgiven.
你要提醒他，你说我已经被原谅了。
You have to tell yourself, I have been forgiven.
你也要提醒自己，我已经被原谅了。
Do you know the most difficult the person that you find most difficult to forgive you is actually yourself.
你会发现，其实这世上有一个最不能原谅自己的人，就是你自己。
You got to forgive yourself.
所以是我们自己要对自己饶恕宽恕。
Because if you don't,
如果你不这样的话
you are not saying that Jesus actually won everything on the cross.
你要是不这样做的话，你等于是不承认基督在十字架上的工作，他已经在所有的事情上面得胜了。
If Christ has forgiven your sins, He's forgiven all.
如果主耶稣已经饶恕了你的罪，他饶恕了所有的罪。
100%。
100%的已经饶恕了你的罪。
And if the God has destroyed the enemy, he has destroyed the enemy.
如果神已经打败了撒旦，他就已经百分之百的打败了。
That's why the devil cannot harm you unless you allow him.
所以撒旦根本碰不了你，除非你允许。
You remember the story of Job?
你记得约伯的故事吗？
It says chapter 1 and chapter 2 that he came before the presence of God.
在第一和第二章的时候，他来到神的面前。
And then he started accusing Job.
撒旦来到神的面前，他开始指责约伯。
And then God, and this is how God talks.
这就是,
God knows what the devil is trying to say.
神知道撒旦想说什么。
And so he says, have you thought about my servant Job.
他对撒旦说，你记不记得我的仆人约伯呢？
In other words, God knows what Satan is trying to say.
神知道撒旦的用意是什么。
When God asks a question, he's not looking for the answer. He knows what you're trying to say.
当神问你一个问题的时候，他其实并不是给你找答案，他只是想看看你会怎么回应他。
But in the Hebrew, it actually say, Satan caused himself to present, cause himself to be in front of God. He went to God. Nobody asked him to do that.
希伯来的原文里面讲，撒旦是主动去找神的。
Why?
为什么？
It's because he needs God's permission.
因为他需要神的一个允许。
Before he can attack Job.
要不然他都不敢去攻击约伯。
Before the devil can do anything to you.
如果撒旦要来攻击你的话，
he needs to ask God first.
他还需要先问问神可不可以先。
And that is where the problem is.
这就是问题所在。
We expect God to say no.
我们以为神会说不可以。
But he does sometimes, annoyingly, says, okay.
但很烦人的就是神经常会说好吧你去攻击他吧。
And that is when we say, why, Lord?
这个时候就是一般我们会说为什么
Amen. But do you trust him?
你们相信神吗
Do you trust God?
你们相信神吗
Because that is the true God.
这才是我们真正的神哦。
He does allow
他是允许的
some difficulties,
允许困难
some inconveniences to happen in our life.
允许很多的不方便来到我们的生命当中。
But the truth is,
但是事实是
It can never destroy you.
根本就碰不到你的，伤害不到你的。
Because the devil has been defeated.
因为撒旦已经被打败了。
The devil can only lie to you.
撒旦唯一的伎俩就是跟你撒谎。
The only person that can hurt you is yourself.
所以能够让你伤害自己的就是你自己而已。
Amen. But we don't think that way.
但是我们自己并不是这么想问题的。
We don't think that way. We think exactly like everybody else.
我们想问题的方式跟世人就没什么区别。
But the truth is, God will not allow anything to happen to you unless you, He knows you can overcome.
神不会让任何事情发生在你身上，除非他知道你能够胜过。
That's what the Bible says.
这是圣经教导我们的。
In any difficulties that we go through.
所以不管我们生命中有什么样的困难。
If God say okay.
如果神说了没问题。
It means you can overcome.
那就证明他已经知道你能够胜过。
And God wants you to overcome.
而且神想让你去胜过。
Because God wants to bring something out from inside you that he's put there in creation.
因为神想把他在造你的时候放进去的那个宝贝今天给取出来。
There is something powerful inside you.
因为在你的里面有一个宝贝。
There's some kind of characteristic, there's some kind of gift inside you.
在你的里面有一个很宝贵的恩赐是神给的。
God sometimes allows things to happen to us because He wants to bring it out.
神有时候允许一些事情发生，因为想让你能够看到原来你里面有这些东西。
Come on, son. Come on, daughter. You can do it.
他说：“儿子啊，女儿啊，你一定可以做到的，因为你里面有这个。”
And just like a kid, we cry, "No, I can't."
就是我们
no,
我们像孩子一样的哭说做不到啊。
How many of you parents know what I'm talking about?
这当父母的肯定知道我在讲什么。
Sometimes you got to allow your children.
很多时候你需要允许你的孩子们
to work out.Their solutions.
自己找到一个方法和方向。
Because they need to grow up.
因为他们也需要长大。
And they need to overcome.
他们也需要胜过。
Amen. But if you do everything for them.
如果你什么都为他们搞定了。
Then they grow up as a disabled, mentally everything. They're no better than a disabled person.
那他们长大以后就像所谓的精神上的残疾人。
Everything is too difficult. I can't do it.
什么事情都不能自己去做，因为做不了。
God.
面对不了。
Trust the Lord.
所以我们要相信神。
See, every time when we go through trouble, you got to remember the devil has been defeated.
所以我们要每次一出事的时候，我们就要记得，那魔鬼已经被打败了。
This won't kill me because death has been conquered.
这个不能够伤害到我，因为死亡已经被胜过了。
Amen. Hallelujah. So he says here of the blood of the cross.
所以我们看来看宝血。十字架上的宝血。
And then in verse 21 it says here, And you who once were alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his body the flesh by his death, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him.
21到22节格罗西书从前你们与神隔绝心思上与他为敌行为邪恶但如今他借着他儿子肉身的死已经使你们与他自己和好了把你们现在他面前成为圣洁没有瑕疵无可指责
Everybody read that again
我们大家再来读一遍
Holy and blameless
是让我们没有成为圣洁没有瑕疵
You are holy and blameless
你是成为了圣洁没有瑕疵的。
If you do not believe that,
如果你不相信的话
then you don't believe in the victory of Christ on the cross.
那你就等于没有相信耶稣在十字架上成就的工作。
I am. Everybody say, I am.
大家一起说，我是
holy,
圣洁
and blameless,
没有瑕疵，无可指责。
Amen. So no more accusing yourself.
所以不要再自己来指责自己。
Because if you do, you're not accepting.
如果你自己指责自己，你就没有在接受
what Christ has done.
耶稣在十字架上的工作。
And so when the devil comes along and say to you, you are a bad boy.
所以当撒旦来到你面前说，哇，你是个坏孩子。
Oh, look at you, you've done this.
你看看你，你都做了什么？
After you repented.
当你你后就悔改以后
，and you come before God，
你来到神的面前
，you can turn around and say to the devil，
你可以反过头来对魔鬼说
，get out of here，
出去
，I am holy，
我是圣洁的
，blameless，
没有瑕疵，无可指责。
You didn't say that the Bible said it。
你不是说你有底气这样说，是圣经这样说。
Amen。And all of this is possible because of our high priest。
这些都可以，是因为我们有一个大祭司。
He's able to, in his ministry, he's able to forgive us of our sins。
在他的事工里面，他可以饶恕我们的罪犯。
By washing our sins with his blood。
可以用他的宝血来洗净我们。
He's able to destroy death。
他能够胜过死亡。
By dying and then come back from the grave。
他能够在十字架上死了，然后再复活。
Amen. And he's able to destroy the enemy.
他可以打败撒旦。
According to 1 Corinthians 15.
可以，在刚才我们说到的哥林多前书的十五章。
By taking away the power of death.
可以拿走死亡的权势。
And that's why Jesus said to us.
所以耶稣对我们这样说。
Don't be afraid of the one.That could kill you, but be afraid of the one that can cast your soul into eternity.
所以耶稣说，你不要担心那些会杀害你的人，但是你不要害怕那些人，可是你要害怕这个能把你的灵魂丢在地狱里的人。
It is God
的神
who's in control of our true self.
神是在掌控我们的真正的自己。
Amen. Even though we may suffer pain in our body, but our soul.Is well.
就算我们的身体可能哪里不舒服在受苦，但是我们的魂是好的。
This is because of the work of Christ.
因为耶稣基督在十字架上工作。
Our high priest.
因为大祭司的工作。
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 14 says.
希伯来书四章十四节。
And here it identifies who the high priest is.
我们这里要看看这个大祭司是怎样的。
是谁？
是谁？
Since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession.
既然我们有一位伟大进入高天的大祭司，就是耶稣神的儿子，我们应当持定所宣认的道。
So Hebrews identified Jesus is our high priest.
所以希伯来书告诉我们，主耶稣就是那大祭司。
Now, not any high priest.
不是各种所谓的普通的大祭司。
Because if it's any old high priest, then they could have just got one from the Old Testament.
如果你要说普通的大祭司，那你在旧约里面一找一堆。
But he's a special high priest.
他这里面讲到的是一种很特别的大祭司哦。
He's both God and man.
他既是神又是人哦。
And he needs to be man as well as God.
他也需要成为人，但是也要需要成为神。
Because only by being man.Can he identify with us?
只有变成完全的人，他才能跟我们感受到我们所感受的。
And so verse 15 says, For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin.
15节继续说，因为我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也在各方面受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
Jesus sympathizes with us.
所以耶稣基督能够共情和体恤我们的。
That's why he has no sympathy for the devil.
这是为什么他对魔鬼就是没有一点体恤的。
He has no sympathy for the demons.
他对那些小鬼也没有什么体恤的。
He has sympathy for us.
他只有对我们是体恤的。
Amen. He knows.
他知道。
We are weak.
知道我们的软弱。
That we human beings all struggle.
他知道我们人都在挣扎。
God knows human beings are not great.
神知道人类的软弱在挣扎什么。
You know, we don't know everything.
我们自己什么都不知道。
We think we know.
我们自以为知道。
We think we're clever.
我们自以为聪明。
But we're not that clever.
但其实根本不聪明。
We make a lot of mistakes.
我们常常犯错。
We have a lot of weaknesses.
我们有很多各样的软弱。
Even this body is unreliable.
就连自己的身体都觉得靠不住。
I certainly notice it when you grow older.
你老一点的时候，你就自己会感受到这一点了。
Boy, yesterday I was doing some gardening.
昨天呢，我又在花园里面做了点事情。
And then this morning I said, Suzanne, can you help me?
今天早上我就跟我太太说，麻烦你来帮我一下。
I said, my back.
我的背。
It's really, really stiff and hurt.
突然变得很硬，然后好疼。
It never used to happen when I was young.
那我年轻的时候怎么就没有这种问题？
But as you got older, this body becomes less reliable.
但是老了以后呢，就发现原来自己的身体这么不管用了。
Amen. But Jesus, He is reliable.
但耶稣他是能够靠得住的。
And that is why He knows our weaknesses.
所以主耶稣知道我们的软弱。
And that's why God shows us mercy.
这是为什么神给我们怜悯？
Because He knows.
因为他知道啊。
Do you know why God shows us mercy? And He shows no mercy to devils.
你知道为什么神能够体恤我们，却体恤不了撒旦吗？
Because He knows we are weak.
因为他知道我们是软弱的。
Because He knows we're not that clever.
因为他知道我们就不聪明。
Because He knows we're all over the place. We're a mess.
他知道我们是一团乱的生活。
Everything we do, we have to learn.
我们做什么东西都要靠学来的。
We spend our whole lifetime trying to learn to be better, learn.
我们花一生的时间就不停的学习啊，进步啊，就是为了能学好一点。
And we still get ourselves in trouble.
就这样都还是不行，还是会失败。
Because fundamentally, we mankind is weak.
因为本来人类就是软弱的。
But in our weakness,
但是在我们的软弱当中
，He shows us mercy.
他给我们看到了怜悯。
That's why he has no mercy to the devil.
这是为什么他对魔鬼就没有任何怜悯
？No mercy to devils.
对怜悯魔鬼是没有怜悯。
No mercy to angels.
对，连天使都没有这样的怜悯。
Because they're created different from us.
因为他们被造是不同的原因。
That's why if you show no mercy to yourself,
如果你对自己都不能够原谅和体恤的话
，then you are not accepting what Christ has done on the cross.
那你就等于是没有接受耶稣在十字架上的工作。
Amen.
Christ is my high priest.
基督是我们的大祭司。
And he understands me.
他体恤我们。
And my weaknesses.
体恤我们的软弱。
Amen. And verse 16 says, "Let us then, with confidence, draw near to the throne of grace."That we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
所以十六节说，我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得怜
悯。No batteries. You see, unreliable. Do you see how all of this?
It's red still, but it's back on.
You see all of this at the end of the day. Christ has one aim. And that is to draw us back to God.
那到说到底呢，最后神就是基督只有一个目的，就是让我们能够来到神的面前。
So that you and I can do one thing.
你和我就能做一件事情。
What is that?
什么事情？
At the end of the day, he died on the cross.
最后，因为神在十字架上死了。
He suffered so much.
他受了这么多的苦。
He destroyed sin, death, and Satan.
他让罪啊、撒旦都死光了。
He worked really hard.
他这么努力的。
He suffered a lot.
他这样子受了苦。
What for?
为的是什么？
So that you can stand in God's presence.
就是为了你今天能够大胆地来到神的面前。
You and I can be in God's presence.
就因为你和我今天在神的面前可以蒙恩典。
That should be our number one desire every day when we wake up.
这是希望我们每天早上起来的一个最大的渴慕。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢主耶稣。
That today, I can be in God's presence.
我可以来到你的宝座前，来到你的同在前。
Don't wait until you die to be in God's presence.
不要等到死的那一天，你才觉得你到了神的同在里面。
Oh, that brother has died. He's now in the presence of God.
就像我们在说到哦，那个弟兄去世了，他今天终于来到神的同在里了。
You and I, today, according to Scripture, we can be in the presence of God.
但是今天的我们。按照圣经来说，就随时随地可以来到神的宝座前同在里。
The reason why we need to be in the presence of God，
为什么我们要来到同在里呢
？It's like why are you in the presence of your wife and your husband？
就像我要问你说，你为什么要到你妻子和丈夫的同在里？
Why do you need to be in the presence of your parents?
你为什么需要在你父母的同在里呢？
So that you can have a relationship.
就是因为要在同在里才能有关系啊。
And out of that relationship come all kinds of blessings.
从那种关系当中才会有更多更多祝福啊。
And then you ask the question.
然后你问这个问题。
What has Christ done for me?
耶稣为我做了什么？
Well, in that relationship,
在这种关系当中。
It's a very long list.
有一个好长好长的祝福列表。
I can't explain to you.
我现在一口气也讲不完那么多给你。
You have to go to God.
你要去到神那里。
And one by one each day.
每一天每一天的来领取。
He will show you.
他会慢慢的启示你。
What he has done for you.
他为你每天，他启示你每天，让你知道他为你做了什么。
Many times God does a lot for us. We don't even know.
其实神为我们做了很多很多，可是我们都不知道。
But if you spend time in the presence of God, you will realize.
当你来到神的面前，在他同在里的时候，你会意识到这点。
It is in the presence of God can we carry a peace in our heart.
因为是在耶稣的同在里面，我们里头才会有平安。
Even out there, if there's a third world war in my mind.Mind and heart, there is peace.
就算外面有第三世界大战，可是在我的心里面却有平安。
In the presence of God, my head, my brain thinks correctly.
在神的同在中，我的脑子清醒了，想明白了。
In the presence of God, my heart is content.
在神的同在中，我的心得到了满足。
In the presence of God, my emotions are don't run wild; they are steady.
在神的同在中，我的情绪。可以得到控制，然后是稳定的。
In the presence of God, my body feel energized.
在神的同在中，我的身体感觉到得力了。
That's only just a few benefits.
刚才我讲的是只列举了一丁点而已哦。
Because God is complete.
因为在神的里面是完全的。
The more you spend time in His presence,
你更多的在神的同在里。
The more you become, the more the more you are affected by His presence.
你更多的就会被他的同在所影响，所受祝福。
The reason why we turn dark in the sun is because we spend too much time in the sun.
我们之所以在太阳底下能晒黑，就是因为我们在太阳底下晒太久了。
How about we shine?
好不好？我们就发光。
Like Moses, when he spent time with God, his face was shining that he had to wear a veil.
可是神这位太阳呢？如果你来到神这位太阳面前，你的那个结果就不是晒黑，就是脸上发光。
I don't see any of that these days.
我今天呢看到就是脸上发光的人不多哈。
But I have seen some people's face. I know they have been spending time with God.
但是我
if they do shine.
但是我经常有注意到某些人的脸呢，就像他跟神关系很好一样，脸上是发光的。
May we all shine.
让我们的脸都是这样来发光的。
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now in Hebrews chapter 9 verse 12, he says, He entered once and for all in the holy places, not by means of the blood of goats.Calves and by the means of his own blood, thus securing an eternal redemption.
九章十二节希伯来书，他不用山羊和牛犊的血，而是用自己的血，只一次进入至圣所，就获得了永远的赎罪。
Eternal redemption.
永远的赎罪。
Eternal.
永远的。
Like, you know, unlike the earth, a lot of things areOnly lasts a few years and then you have to buy a new one.
不像世上的东西呢，一般很多东西都是超不过几年，我们就要换一个新的。
Every few years you have to buy a new TV.
每过几年呢，就要换一个电视啊。
You have to buy a new car.
要换一部车啊。
Even the most precious thing you own, sooner or later you have to buy a new one.
就你觉得最宝贵、最喜欢的东西，它总有变旧的时候，你都要换新的。
Are you not glad that everything that Christ did?Is everlasting.
你是不是很庆幸耶稣的工作是永恒的？
It's not like every 10 years we have to do it again.
不是每隔十年主耶稣再来一次。
Our salvation is eternal.
我们的赎罪是永恒的。
Our forgiveness is eternal.
我们的罪被饶恕是永恒的。
The defeat of the devil is eternal.
打败魔鬼也是永恒的。
And the defeat of death is eternal.
打败死亡更是永恒的。
Hallelujah.We don't have to think about it anymore.
再不用再去想还要做什么了。
And the reason why it is eternal.
为什么是永恒的呢？
It's because he could do something that no other priest can do.
因为他能做的是一般的普通大祭司做不了的。
And that is why we need him, Jesus, as a priest.
这是为什么我们需要主耶稣基督作为我们的大祭司。
Because according to the scripture, he did not go into the presence of God with blood of animals, but he went in there with his own blood.
因为和旧约普通的大祭司不同，他不是靠山羊和牛犊的血进去帐幕里的，他是靠着自己的宝血进入至圣所。
And he only needs to offer himself once.
他只要一次，只一次就够了。
Why?
为什么？
Because Christ himself is eternal.
因为基督他自己本身就是永恒的。
And the blood that he shed.Is eternal.
所以他的自己的宝血所流的那宝血也是永恒的。
And when he walked into the presence of God in heaven, he took his blood with him. His blood is forever in the presence of God because it is eternal.
所以当耶稣基督自己拿着自己所流的宝血来到神的同在当中，他就知道这个宝血可以永恒的赎罪。
So every time when we mess up,
所以每次当我们又弄糟糕的时候，
God just looks at.The blood of Jesus.
神就看一看那宝血，
算了，
就说 forget it.
I forgive it.
我饶恕你了。
All we need to do, Lord, I'm really sorry.
你其实唯独就需要做的就是跟神道个歉而已。
Repent.
然后就是自己的悔改。
And that is why sin has been destroyed, death has been destroyed, and Satan has been defeated.
所以罪、死亡和撒旦都已经被消除了，都被得胜了。
We can be free.
我们现在是完全自由的。
Amen. And we otherwise, every year we have to go back.
要不然每一年都要进一次至圣所吗？
But the Bible says it's eternal.
但是圣经却告诉我们这是永远的。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It is eternal.
是永恒的。
Amen.
Amen.
So what has Christ done for us?
所以基督为你我做了什么？
He's destroyed sin, death, and Satan.
是搞定了罪啊、死亡啊和撒旦。
He's reconciled us.
让我们跟神和好了。
He through his work.
借着他的工作，
and because his blood is eternal,
因为主耶稣的宝血是永恒的，
everything he's done for us is eternal.
所以他所做的所有的工作都是永恒的。
And all of this,
所有的这些，
is summarized,
都在总结一点，
in a covenant,
在总结到一个约里，
and it is called the new covenant.
这个约就是我们说的新约。
So when someone say we have a new covenant with God, now you and I know what it means.
当有人跟你说我们有一个新约另立了一个约，你就知道是什么约了。
I have been reconciled with God.
这个约就是我跟神和好了。
Sin, death, and Satan has been destroyed.
罪、死亡和撒旦都已经都被胜过了。
That's the new covenant.
这个就是我们说的新约。
Finally, it says in Hebrews chapter 8 verse 6.
所以希伯来书八章六节。
But as it is, Christ has obtained a ministry that is as much excellent than the old as the covenant he mediates is better, since it enacts on better promises.
如今基督耶稣已经得了更优越的侍奉，正如他是做了更美之约的中保，这约原是更美之约应许立的。
So Christ, what did he do? He brought us a new covenant.
基督做了什么？给了我们一个新的约。
Today we understand what that new covenant means.
今天我们明白这个新约是什么意思。
I hope you do.
我希望大家明白了。
Amen. If not, somebody ask your cell leader to remind you.
如果你还是没明白的话，那小组要问问题哦。
Because let's try and start living in that new covenant.
因为我们是要现在就活在这个新约里面。
Think about it. In Genesis.
想想从创世纪开始
Adam and Eve
亚当和夏娃
were separated
一开始就跟神分离
from God because of sin, because of death, and because of Satan
因为罪因为撒旦因为死亡跟神分离了
and you look at it for thousands of years God works really really hard
你看看这么几千年以来神是怎么工作的
until Christ hung on the cross
直到耶稣在十字架上的时候
And he said it is finished.
他说成了。
Amen. He didn't say I nearly finished.
他没有说就快好了。
It is finished.
他说成了。
Amen. Not nearly, almost.
不是就快好了，而是完全做好了。
It has been done.
已经做成了。
What has been done?
是，那你现在就说到底做成了什么？
According to Paul.The reconciliation between God and man, the mediation is complete.
是和好了，因为有了这样的中保，耶稣的中保，人和神和好了。
God has revealed Himself.
神已
经 God has redeemed man.
神显示了他自己，神也救赎了人类。
And we can now enter into the presence of God in worship.
所以今天我们可以坦然无惧地来到神的同在里面，可以敬拜他。
We can come before the throne of grace in prayer.
我们可以坦然无惧地来到神的宝座前来祷告。
God has worked so hard.
所以神这么辛苦，做了这么多工作。
He has paid the price.
他真的是付了这个代价。
Everything was so difficult.
每件事情看似都很难解决。
He accomplished something that is impossible.
但他却完成了那人就根本做不到的事情。
In order to give us access to God's presence.
为的是让我们能够坦然无惧地进到神的同在。
So brothers and sisters, let me plead with you. Let me ask you this question.What are you doing outside God's presence?
所以呢，我今天就反问大家一个问题：那你今天还在神的同在之外做什么呢
？Why are we not yearning for His presence?
你为什么不是每天这么渴求的来到神的同在里面呢
？Because that's what David wanted.
因为这就是旧约里面大卫王一直所求的。
I want to be in the house of God.
他说：“我要在神的殿中直到永远。”
I'm telling you, life is difficult.
所以生活是很苦的。
Life has many challenges.
生活也会有很多的挑战。
But whenever that happens, we need to learn how to be in God's presence.
所以当我们有困难的时候，我们就更加要知道怎么来到神的同在。
And those of you who know what I'm talking about,
那些有这样经历的人
，That's what makes life so different.
这个就是你们明白，这是为什么你的生活不一样的原因。
That's what gives us hope every day.
这是为什么你有盼望的原因。
You know, everyone has problems.
每个人都会有自己的问题和挑战。
Whenever you're gripped by problems at home, gripped by attacks from people or from the devil, you run into the presence of God.
不管你碰到什么样的攻击也好，困难也好，你唯独能逃的一个地方就是神的同在。
And He always, always shows up.
因为你每次只要一到神的同在里，你就看到神是怎么彰显自己。
Words cannot describe.What I'm talking about.
我用话语甚至都无法去形容在那种同在里的美好。
But if you practice His presence,
但是如果你是这样子去操练的话，
it brings you peace.
你就感觉到那平安。
You know He's with you.
你就知道他跟你同在了。
You know all is well.
你也知道所有的一切都很好。
Amen. Why are we struggling?
所以为什么我们还在挣扎呢？
There's no point of being a Christian then.
那你要是我们一直挣扎挣扎，当基督徒跟不当基督徒又有什么区别呢
？Yes, in our life, we will face problems just like everybody else in the world. We will get made redundant, all kinds of things, all kinds of problems, because these are problems of humanity.
是我没有否认你在生活中一定会遇到困难呐、啊，比如说你失业啊什么什么的，每个人都会碰到这个问题。
Your noisy neighbor, that's part of humanity.
还有你包括你的那些比较吵的邻居啊，他们都是人性的一部分。
Getting a speeding ticket, that's part of humanity.
你要是超速了拿罚单，这也是人性中的没办法的一部分。
Amen. But wherever we have faced that kind of problem, even if it's our own mistake.
当我们遇到这样的问题，就算那个问题可能是你自己造成的。
Remember, we're not that clever.
你要知道哦，要承认一点哦，我们没有那么聪明的。
We make mistakes.
我们会犯错的。
We are so emotional sometimes.
我们有的时候情绪很大的。
We mess up.
我们有时候会迷失的。
We are not perfect.
我们根本就不完美。
But praise the Lord, we can come into God's presence.
但是感谢神，我们可以来到神的同在当中。
That is our secret.
那就是我们里头的一个秘密。
And that's why Jesus called it the secret place.
这是为什么耶稣就叫这个叫做秘密之地。
How many of you got that secret place?
你们里面有没有这个秘密之地？
Spend time in that secret place.
就在这个密室里头跟主花时间在一起。
And guess what? Every time when you come out.
猜猜怎么着？当你从密室里出来的时候
，Yes, things are still the same.
你发现外头事情并没有什么改变
，But you're different.
但你自己的心态完全不一样了
，Because you just met with God.
因为你刚刚跟神相遇了
，Even though if you can't hear anything,
就算你感觉你没有听到什么东西
，You can't feel anything.
或者也许你的感觉也没有什么
，But if you're in God's presence,
但是当你真的是在神的同在里时
，You don't know why.
你也不知道为什么
，It's something inside of you.
就在你里面
，That reassures you.
你得到了一个很大的确信
，That God is with you，
知道神的同在
，It will work out，
你就知道一切都会好。
Amen， Hallelujah， Let's pray。
让我们一起来祷告。
Father， we enjoy your presence。
主啊，我们享受你的同在。
And I just ask you, God, to help us to remind us.
主啊，来提醒我们。
That every one of us has that privilege.
我们每一个人都有这样的特权。
To be in your presence.
可以来到你的同在里面。
Something that you fought so hard for.
你是这样子的为我们征战得来的同在。
Let us not waste our opportunities.
让我们不要浪费我们的机会来到你里面。
To be in your presence.
在你的同在里面。
And I just pray, Lord, for our church.
主啊，我们为我们的教会一起祷告。
And for everybody in hearing online.
和所有的在网上听到的弟兄姊妹们。
May we understand what it's like to dwell in your presence.
让我们真的明白在你的同在中间的感受。
Help us to practice.
让我们来这样操练。
Dwelling in your presence.
让我们住在你的同在中。
And Lord, help us to gain that knowledge.
让我们也有这个明白。
And gain that experience.
有这样子的经历。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
when we just ask the Holy Spirit,
让我们这样问圣灵
help me,
来帮助我们
to practice being in the presence of God,
操练能够进入到你的同在当中
help me, Holy Spirit, to dwell in the presence of God,
圣灵啊帮助我们来住在你的同在当中
this is what the high priest has done,
这是大祭司所做的工作
he has brought you the presence of God,
他把你带入到了神的同在里
so today we can say to the high priest Jesus,
所以今天我们
thank you,
我们可以对我们的大祭司主耶稣说：“谢谢你主
，That you brought the presence of God。
谢谢你把神的同在带给我们。
You made it accessible for me。
谢谢你让我们有这样的进去的可能。
Thank you。
主啊，谢谢你。
Let's all stand。
让我们一起起立。
Come and make your presence known, reveal
Let the Holy Spirit brings God's presence into your life.
让圣灵带着神的同在来到你的里面。
We can enter into God's presence.
让你能够进入到神的同在里面。
Because of the blood of the Lamb.
因为宝血，羔羊的宝血。
That blood is eternal.
这个宝血是永恒的。
Forever in the presence of God.
永远在神的同在当中。
We can come before God.
今天我们可以来到神的同在里。
I encourage every one of you.
我鼓励当中的每一个人。
And including myself.
包括我自己。
Every single thing that worry you right now,
不管你现在此刻在焦虑什么
your concerns in your heart,
不管你现在在担心什么
things that keep you awake at night,
还有那晚上叫你睡不着的事情
that occupy your mind,
让你的头脑一直在想的事情
instead of praying about it now,
与其是祷告
instead of praying about it,
与其是这样祷告
ask for God's presence.
我们现在不如来要神的同在。
Say, Lord, come into my situation.
所以主啊，你来到我的同在，到我的里面来。
Let me experience your presence.
让我来经历你的同在。
Let me know that you are in control.
让我知道你在这里掌权。
Lord, let me know that you are with me.
让我知道你跟我在一起。
All the time when you say those words,
每当你说这样的话的时候
you know the Bible says you are entering into God's presence.
你知道圣经在教你你在进入神的同在
So by faith you believe.
所以靠着信心你这样进入
And you keep saying that.
然后你还说这样的话
Every day you come before God.
你每天来到神的同在
I say, Lord, I want to be in your presence.
你说主啊我要进入你同在
Listen to some Christian music.
包括你要听听圣经的歌曲
Worship him.
包括你赞美主
To spend those moments with God.
你花这样的时间跟主在一起。
In quietness before Him.
在神的面前安静。
And one by one.
一个接一个的。
Bit by bit.
一点接一点的。
Slowly.
慢慢的。
But surely.
但是肯定会。
Your life change.
你的生命会改变。
Because you invite God's presence.
因为你这样邀请神的同在。
And when He is present.
当他的同在在的时候。
He will do it.
他会做这样的工作。
He will hear you.
他会听到你
He will reassure you
他会反复的来确认跟你确认
That he is with you
让你知道他的同在
Hallelujah. Hallelujah Father I ask you
主啊我们这样祷告
To increase the manifestation of your presence
来加增你这样的同在的彰显在我们当中
Help us Lord
主啊帮助我们
Help out every one of our hearts
帮助我们当中每个人的心
Our senses
我们的五官
To be able to know you are here,
都真的能知道你的同在
Then help us to feel you in our hearts.
让我们在里面能感受到你的同在
Be present in our lives.
成为我们生命中的同在
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Just spend a few more moments being in God's presence.
我们要继续这样在神的同在里面再待一会儿
Sharabaka shandaraka.Thank you, Jesus.
感谢主。
Thank you, Jesus.
感谢耶稣。
And those of you who know how to pray in tongues,
这些知道说方言的。
When you are in God's presence,
当我们在神的同在当中。
Pray more.
就说方言。
When you're not in God's presence, still pray.
就算你不在神的同在里，也照样这样方言祷告。
Pray until you enter into the presence.
祷告到你感受到神的同在为止。
Brothers and sisters, all of us, as long as you are born again,
弟兄姊妹们，我们所有的人，只要你重生了。
You have access to God's presence.
你就可以这样进入到神的同在。
So let's not waste our time.
让我们不要浪费任何的机会。
Let us not be delayed.
让我们不要去迟疑。
Let us practice.
让我们一直这样操练。
Be in God's presence.
来进入神的同在。
Because the work of the cross.
因为这十字架上的工作。
Is all about reconciling you to the presence of God.
是要我们跟神和好。
So that today.
所以今天。
We have what?Adam had
我们有亚当所有的
to be in fellowship with God
可以跟神有这样的亲密的团契
Amen
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah Father I just ask you
所以主啊我们这样祷告
to bless our families
祝福我们这边的家庭
to help us to know Lord that you are with us
让我们知道也感受到你的同在
and I just pray for the young people no matter to going for examination
我们也为这些将要考试的年轻人祷告
let the peace of God
让神的平安
Be with us.
和我们同在。
And Lord, quicken our minds.
让我们的头脑敏捷。
So that we can remember.
让我们能够记得。
Help us, Lord.
主啊，帮助我们。
And may God's peace be with us.
让神的同在跟我们在一起。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Please be seated. If you need prayer, come forward.
大家请坐。如果需要祷告的话，可以上前来。神祝福你。